Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the KoopaCast, now in audio-only form. And if you've been with us for a while, you'll remember KoopaCast from back in the day. And if this is your first time with us, hopefully you can stick around. I'm Trevor. I'm the review coordinator for Pure Nintendo, and I'm joined by a couple. I have one of our senior writers, Harrison Milfeld.
Greetings, everyone.
And Pure Nintendo's founder, editor-in-chief, Justin Sharp.
Hey, everyone. Good to be back.
All right. And for our pilot podcast, what we're basically going to be doing is discussing some of our 2021 predictions. If you've already perused the site, you've probably read Justin and myself. We had our top 10 predictions. And let's just say I hope it's better than last year's, because we missed the mark by and large.
I think a lot of people, in terms of everything, was like thrown out the window in terms of what we saw from last year. But yes, this is definitely, we could say, a redo almost.
Yes. Definitely the pandemic threw a monkey wrench into things. But Justin and I are going to be going through our list, discussing them, and Harrison's going to weigh in. Does he agree with one or the other? Maybe he has his own unique take. So, yeah. Let's kick things off, and Justin, why don't you start with sharing your first prediction?
Well, as you mentioned, it's sort of a redo of a 2020 prediction, but basically I'm thinking that Breath of the Wild 2 will actually release this year. I was hoping that would be the case in 2020, but I'm trying it again for 2021. What do you guys think?
It's an interesting way to kind of like weirdly to kind of gauge where this game is actually in development and what it actually is, because you know, I feel like though when you're in comparison to, you know, what we saw with Breath of the Wild, is that it's, well, looking through that development of that game right now, is that it definitely went through quite some hurdles in terms of development, not in saying it was like a much turmoil, but that, you know, that Nintendo was actually just trying to test out the physics engine, and then delay after delay happened to it. And knowing that with this game, they have an engine in place, who knows if they have a new one out there. But I mean, I wouldn't call this more of a safe prediction, but knowing that this is the Legend of Zelda series 35th anniversary, it's, you know, easy to kind of throw that out there. And knowing what could be, I mean, it's a question mark of what could be Nintendo's big top AAA title that it could release in the winter of this year. But like I said, COVID, this entire list, it's going to have that caveat of like, how much has COVID actually affected this whole thing, and will it continue?
I'm hopeful. I'd love it. Given even during normal years, Zelda games are always delayed. It seems repeatedly so. I wouldn't be shocked if it moved into 2022. And I'm not just saying that to be different from Justin,
Zelda games have been known to be delayed a lot. So yeah. It's like, this would be quite the thing to actually find something where it's like, oh, it did not get delayed.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, especially like you said, Trev, they haven't even given us a target year. Like that first trailer, did it have a 2021 at the end? Or I don't know if they even gave us a rough estimate. So I don't know. Maybe they're.
I don't think they did in terms of like whether their financial briefings and things like that. I never, because it would always just be more of a TBA, and there hasn't been like that target.
Yeah. So it will be, like you said, kind of a new thing if they announce it and it has a firm date, right? Like usually they'll have kind of rough years and then they'll give us an actual final date, but. Yeah, it'll be interesting. The only way I could see that as a possibility is if it really was pretty close to being ready for 2020. And because of COVID, it got pushed back. And if we do see a date and it sticks, you know, maybe that's what it was. You know, principal development was mostly there, but, you know, just wasn't ready for last year.
Yeah. Well, in keeping with the Zelda theme, my top prediction, well, I shouldn't say top because these aren't in any special order.
Yeah.
But my first listed prediction is that with the pandemic, hopefully, rounding the corner, maybe a bad choice of words, but I think the Zelda anniversary is going to be bigger than the Mario from the year before. Not that Mario didn't have his moments, but I think you know, even though Mario maybe has more of a broad appeal, I think Nintendo's really going to come through for the quote-unquote hardcore audience with Zelda's anniversary.
It seems like you're coming off the fact of like what they learned as far as learning, like what they did with the 35th anniversary being released during a middle of a pandemic and how they could probably approach it. And it's quite wise in there. I mean, I could see something. I mean, I wrote for our Let's Talk in the magazine how what I think probably could be. I think it's pretty safe to say that there's going to be some form of a 35th anniversary in terms of how much it compares to what Mario is. That's up in the air. But I'll say what I think is going to be, I personally think, whatever out there, once we're discussing basically this. So,
yeah, I think you're spot on, Trev. I think, you know, they obviously had more planned for Mario's 35th, and you know, granted, some of that is slipping into this year with Mario 3D World plus Bowser's Fury, but. Yeah, I could definitely see them wanting to go all out. And probably some of this was, you know, maybe even in the planning last year, right? They obviously, with even Mario 35th planning, with Zelda's being just so close to that, 1 year off, I could imagine them, you know, having hopefully quite a bit lined up. And maybe that's why we haven't seen as much from, you know, the Zelda series other than the Hyrule Warriors sequel.
Mm. All right, Justin, let's break away from Zelda here with your next prediction.
And again, this is another redo of 2020 prediction, but I'm thinking that this year might be the year for an upgraded Nintendo Switch, possibly a Switch Pro, whatever they decide to announce it. Nintendo's naming for things is always interesting, but I do think it will be at least announced this year. I don't know if it'll be released, but I could see something like that. We're going into year 4, right, of the Switch?
Yeah, it'll be year 4 this March.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So what do you guys think?
I'm just kind of curious. Well, I do kind of give a bit pause knowing because it's like, I mean, we all remember from like the pre-Switch days and when it was just called the NX and we would always just like go through whether the forums and basically the Twitter talk and whether the insiders to figure out like, oh, what is this thing going on? And of course we had that one point where it was like, oh, here's this little weird looking controller. And we turned out it was just somebody had elaborate make. But with this though, I don't know. I'm just curious with you, like, you know, Justin, what do you hope or what do you expect though with a Switch Pro? Because obviously I do have pause mainly because, if you probably read that recent interview that Polygon did with Doug Bowser from NOA, is that he was given the question like about how is there possibly a Switch Pro, and he's mm-hmm. and I'm paraphrasing that they basically have no plans or that they are continuing basically the momentum what they have with the Switch. And for me, I'm looking more at that. I'm like, they kind of said some similar phrasing when they said that there was not a new 3DS, and then
yep.
It immediately happened, so that's what I'm hoping for. But I mean, to go back what I was saying, like, what do you hope out of a Switch Pro aside from fixing Joy-Con drift?
Yes, that I think we can all agree would be the top priority. Yeah, I hope there's some new Joy-Cons, even if they're relatively the same just for backwards compatibility purpose. But I'm not expecting any sort of, you know, crazy new button layout or things like that, but hopefully just some improvements to the reliability of the Joy-Cons. But I'm expecting at a baseline that the Switch in docked form will be able to output to 4K. Now, it may not be able to render games at that resolution, but I do think it's going to be able to output, so it potentially just upscale. So that will still be an improvement. So even games that, you know, right now are rendered, you know, output at 720p, 1080p, upscaled to 4K, those will look better, you know, if a Switch Pro is doing that upscaling. So yeah, I don't think it's going to be a big difference. There are some indicators that people have been finding. Like, I think it was even in the version 10.0 firmware for the Switch, there's a reference to a new Switch hardware code in the firmware update, I guess. And that basically just indicates they kind of saw that same thing before the Switch Lite came out. And so it's something that they put in there so that the developers who are maybe optimizing their games for whatever this new hardware iteration is, you know, have some of that already in the firmware. So we'll see. I don't think it's going to be anything big. I don't think we're going to get, you know, maybe even like PS4 Pro or even Xbox One X level of jump from the original Switch, but potentially I think there's gonna be battery life improvements and 4K upscaling, and hey, if they can improve the handheld resolution from 720 to 1080, I think for battery life they may not. They may just keep it at 720, but I could see there's rumors that the handheld form could have a new type of display, either like a mini LED or something similar that could, you know, be an improvement there.
Yeah, all things that like be welcome to it, and it's just a it's just very interesting to see when, you know, knowing we're approaching like 4 years with the Switch and it's like an entire life cycle, is that again these rumors just keep like coming through and through to a point where I'm just like, you know, does this thing have enough steam to like, you know, like these were like rumblings to a point where I'm like, is this really true? I mean, but we'll see, you know, it like things can always throw us a wrench in any type of way.
Yeah.
Well, I think I'll give a bonus point to Harrison for really segueing to my next prediction. Joy-Con drift. and I predicted it will continue to make headlines with Nintendo offering cagey replies about it. And I'm pretty confident in that prediction, but if a Pro does come or whatever tweaks are made, hopefully it'll be less of an issue, but I don't know. What do you guys think?
Can I offer a second prediction to that as well, going off? The prediction is at least one of us will be sending in a Joy-Con in for repair for Nintendo.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I've done it twice, so, and that was on my base one, so, but my new colored ones, nothing yet at the moment.
Yeah. See, I only did it once because I waited to send in all four.
Wow.
Is it crazy, guys, that I have not had the drift yet at all? I think it's probably because I use the Pro controller a lot. It's rare that I'm playing handheld, although I play more handheld. I did get a Switch Lite. So effectively those are new Joy-Cons when I bought that, but
attached.
Yeah.
Battery, right?
Do what?
I'm sorry, you also upgraded your Switch to the one with slightly longer battery life too.
That is true, Trev. Yes. So yeah, I don't have technically my original Switch. I did do a trade-in when the battery update happened for the main Switch. So that's true. So I guess I'm effectively just running on a year and a half or maybe 2 year old Joy-Cons.
Some poor kid got your used Switch and he's like, why am I running in circles?
No. I hope not. What's crazy is, you know, now we haven't been using the Joy-Cons as much, but you know, when we do some game nights or, you know, safe game nights over the last 9 or 10 months, but when we have had people over to play, they're using the Joy-Cons and the Joy-Con grip, and we haven't had any issues there. So it's, I don't know. I don't know what to attribute it to, but maybe there's certain types of games that cause the drifting more frequently. I don't know.
Maybe your game's like Bayonetta, which takes us into Justin's next prediction.
That was weak.
Weak segment.
No. A podcast I usually listen to when they actually do like ad transitions, like for, you know, just to, you know, help the house clean, whatever. And usually when they go either bad or good, there's always a guy in the back, like the other hosts are just like, if it's bad, or like, God, that's T minus or something. Yeah. Like that. I've seen some good ones, but it's like, that one's more of a, I'm giving that a D plus there, but sorry.
Well, you know, I was going to do my public service announcement about making sure game nights are masked and 6 feet apart, but
that's right.
I'll take the D and I'll get better. But yeah, Bayonetta 3, Justin, what'd you predict?
I think it'll at least get a new trailer this year. I said that last year, but man,
fingers crossed.
Yeah, fingers
crossed. I gotta say, Justin, we've gone through your first three, and they're all repeats.
I know. Is there anything original in my head? Man, this is... Trust me, 70% of them are original.
Harrison, any thoughts on that?
I do hope we actually get in terms of some update or saying from whatever what Platinum do to, because it seems like every little thing that I hear from, like, whether from sites is like, oh, development's going fine right now, development's going good. But it's like, yeah. Hey, can we get, like, at least a snippet of footage? But again, I know how trials and things with comes with, like, the development is, but I think that'd be just a shot in the dark. Sure, why not? At least some form of update. So yeah, I could see it.
All right, good. My third prediction, not as exciting as these first couple, but concerned Amiibo, and Amiibo didn't really have much presence this past year, but I think in 2021 you're gonna see more of them. And the game I think that could bring them is new Pokemon Snap. It's my gut feeling. I think we only had a few of the late Smash Amiibo last year. Not really many.
I have a feeling, though, once the Smash Brothers, like, Amiibo line is done, and as much as I feel like, you know, how Amiibo has survived in this type of way after the whole Toys to Life type of thing, market has just went crashed and burned. And that's it for me. It's like, once the Smash Brothers lineup is done, it's, you know, where does Amiibo go from that? And... yeah, I don't know. Maybe I could see something for some of people capability for, like, you know, if Pokemon, like, if something goes into, like, new Pokemon Snap. But in terms of, like, what Pokemon goes to, I don't know, you could just go for the class favorites and things like that. So,
yeah, it'll be interesting. I think you're right that Pokemon Snap is going to have some sort of hardware, or, you know, even if that's, like, a special edition. I could definitely see, like, a special... you know, Amiibo launching with it, you know, some special edition Pikachu or, you know, something, whoever they want to do as a mascot for the game. But yeah, I could see it. I do see Amiibo tapering off more, though, like Harrison was saying, like, once, I think there's a few more Smash Brothers ones coming in the next couple months, but it seems like it's been less of a push from Nintendo.
And it's surprising you say that, Justin, since you predicted your next one, that Animal Crossing Amiibo Festival 2 for the Switch. So I'm just kidding.
Oh, jeez.
I actually was like, did I put that?
I'm just teasing. Your next prediction is actually about Metroid's 35th. A lot of anniversaries this coming year.
Ooh, the Metroids. Something up there.
I'm sorry, Justin, what was your exact prediction there for Metroid?
Oh, yeah, sorry. It is, Metroid's 35th anniversary, so that's, it's shared with the Zelda series, will not go unnoticed by Nintendo. Some new Metroid info will happen, whether it's Prime Trilogy for the Switch, finally, or Metroid Prime 4, or possibly a rumored 2D Metroid.
I hate to break it to you as a fellow huge Metroid fan and, you know, diehard to it, whatever, but in terms of the anniversary, even though we don't even get much recognition in the years past, knowing that the series isn't as, you know, lucrative in terms of sales outside, I mean, well, in better in the Western market, but we may get a tweet about it. How about that? A tweet or maybe a mind Nintendo. I know it push it down and things like that, but, I don't know. I think there'll be some Metroid thing coming out this year in ways, whether it's the long-awaited, you know, like Metroid Prime Trilogy in HD, or, I don't know, a new logo of Metroid Prime 4 after, you know, almost we're coming up at 4 years since the first reveal, or maybe Mercury Steam is coming up with probably another, like a remake or that elusive, like, Metroid 5 game that's past, you know, Fusion. But it's just hard for me because it's every time I try to say, like, we'll get at least something Metroid up there, it just, everything just kind of falls through for me because I just, even at the slightest bit, like, I lower my expectations, it just goes through. But, I don't know. Maybe, like I said, maybe things could be different this year.
Yeah, it's like you lower your expectations and you're still disappointed.
I lower my expectations to more realistic standards. Like, we'll probably get maybe just a smidge something, and then it just, I wouldn't say it's worse. It's like, no, you're not even getting scraps. It's like dead silence. But also, I'm just like, hey, everybody at Retro Studios, please just don't work yourselves to death right now. Take all the time you can.
Yes. Yeah. I'm willing to wait.
I'm hopeful, if not optimistic. I'll just say that. Mm-hmm. But something I am optimistic about is my next prediction concerning Animal Crossing New Horizons. Brewster's Cafe is going to be added into this new installment. I think it's a safe pick, but do you guys agree, disagree?
That's it. I think the for this year, knowing with the first year of the Animal Crossing New Horizons, I think it's safe to say to there should be probably some, aside from the seasonal stuff, I think we could probably see some sizable things up to it, mostly free.
Yeah, I mean, is what Animal Crossing New Horizons has sold maybe close to 30 million now? We'll see what the
next... Which back in the Metroid train, I think, what was it, somebody suggested that Animal Crossing New Horizons sold more than the entirety of the Metroid series and all its games combined, and I'm just like, you just had to do that.
Yeah.
When people are pointing that out, I'm just like, no.
Beating us up while we're down.
Well, you can make really that anything, though. Well,
so that's a testament to Animal Crossing and knowing that it came out at the right time.
Oh, yeah.
And knowing that at the beginning of the pandemic, and it just still sold like gangbusters.
Yeah. Yeah. I think you're spot on, though, Trev. I think Brewster's Cafe will be there, and I could see some other even sizable updates to the game over the next year.
Yeah. Alrighty, so moving on. Yet another anniversary, my goodness. The 40th anniversary of Donkey Kong. Justin, what are your thoughts here?
Yeah, so I'm on sort of an anniversary kick, it seems like, here. But I do...
You just want to give out all the cake that you can for these anniversaries.
That's right. That's right. You get a piece of cake, and you get a piece of cake. and we all remember in Tropical Freeze, there was that cake at the beginning, right? That big banana cake. And
the PNM, too.
That's right. I absolutely loved Tropical Freeze. I've loved all the Donkey Kong Country games. But I do expect we'll see something Donkey Kong related in 2021. And my hope is that it's a Tropical Freeze follow-up, but I'd be happy for anything. Even a Jungle Beat sequel. Bongo Blast or anything. give me something.
It almost makes me kind of at a point where, like, knowing with Retro working on, as much as they can with Metroid Prime 4 is, and knowing we don't exactly know what Retro's project they did in between Tropical Freeze and then being handed back Metroid Prime. And I don't know, it just feel like it'd be asking too much, where it's like, hey, can you give us like another thing with a follow-up to Tropical Freeze, that'd just be asking too much knowing the workload that they're doing and the restructuring, things like that. But here's an idea that would be very interesting, though, to put out in there. A revival of or remaster of Donkey Kong 94.
It's a good game. Fun.
You know, mm-hmm. Play it.
One of the best Game Boy games out there, I could say.
I think so. I was impressed how much that packed into a Game Boy cart back in the day. You know, you're thinking, oh, it's the arcade game, and then it's like, whoa.
Yeah, I know, and it, like, all these levels, wow, okay, just so expanded, and such that even Mario's moveset has increased. It was great.
Yeah, and I think they said that they were planning an update to the Super Nintendo World, and I think there's supposed to be, like, a Donkey Kong-themed update. So part of me is hoping that, you know, with this anniversary and with them planning some ride for Super Nintendo World is Donkey Kong themed. I don't know. I could see something maybe that's kind of cross promoting that in a game, but we'll see.
Well, whenever it comes, I just hope Retro's trilogy or becomes a trilogy. Mm-hmm. And we have two, but I want to see three just like the original series.
Mm. Yeah.
Alrighty, where are we at here? Okay, about halfway through. I have a prediction concerning Nintendo Directs. Basically, we're going to get some. I even backed myself into a corner by saying no more or less game-specific ones, less indie ones. I want a full-fledged Nintendo Direct. I think 2021 is going to deliver. Am I just too optimistic, guys?
I think we'll see maybe a return, but I think until with the case of, like, you know, the COVID right now being, like, people, like, how, like, with the vaccines being rolled out, I feel like once we get into full throttle in terms of, like, you know, that being rolled out, then maybe we'll probably be seeing a return to it, whatever. But for now, I think, just for to be safe, we're probably just going to be seeing partner showcases, this is the minis, or just as that was announced right at the night of this recording, is tomorrow we'll be seeing a trailer for what is going to be happening with Bowser's Fury and Super Mario 3D World. So, I enjoy the Twitter directs. They're fun. And I enjoy how some people will get very upset where it's like, what is the directs? Like, given the situation, that's how it is right now. But,
I hope that prediction is right, Trev. I would love to see some more proper directs in 2021. I do think, as things improve and, you know, hopefully they've gotten used to, you know, maybe even putting these things together, you know, the partner directs were certainly something that would be very hard to coordinate remotely, but they did it. And I don't know, I would hope that they could do, even if it's not quite the combined ones they've done previously where it had first party and third party content all in a single direct, if they could do something where it's basically the equivalent of a partner direct but just for Nintendo stuff, right? Like, hey, here's a quarterly, you know, even twice a year, direct that just shows what Nintendo's working on. I think we've got to have something, especially in a year with all these anniversaries, Zelda being a big one, and certainly there's got to be stuff that's carried over from 2020 that didn't release that year. So I don't know. I hope you're right.
Yeah. We'll keep the mic on you, Justin, for your next prediction, which is concerning Pokemon.
Yes. So we can't forget Pokemon, and pretty much every year they've got something. I do think this year we might finally see the Generation 4 remakes release. That would be the Diamond and Pearl generation. They usually try to do these remakes on an anniversary, and I was going to look that up, but I think Diamond and Pearl is due for maybe a 15-year, or I have to verify that. But
it is also Pokemon's 25th anniversary this year as well.
That's right. Ah, that's a good point, Harrison. So they've got to do something. Like, let's say you have Gen 4 and then new Pokemon Snap. That sounds fantastic to me.
Now, are you seeing these remakes more in the style of what we see in Sword and Shield, or what we see like in Let's Go Pikachu and Let's Go Eevee?
Ooh, that is a very good question. I would hope they would be kind of wild area, kind of like the most recent expansion pass, like wild area. Oh, but man, no, that brings up just a whole can of worms of people like totally changing the original game. So I don't know. I could see the Let's Go version.
No. I haven't played Sword and Shield mostly because of my backlog playing there, but can you transfer Pokemon from Let's Go Eevee and stuff from Gen 1 Pokemon to Sword and Shield, or was that just something I just made up on the fly?
Yeah, I believe so. I haven't done it myself, but I'm pretty sure.
Again, I apologize if I'm wrong on that. Whatever, I'm just like I'm just thinking. So
yeah, they've got. Oh, go ahead.
Email,
yeah, send the angry email to me. He's like, no, this is not, like, okay. That just, again, 2020 to me has just been more of a fever dream, and now it's just like, it still feels like this.
That fever dream.
Yeah.
I'm hopeful for it because, I mean, I can only imagine the money it brings in, and I'm just thinking strictly from that aspect. But I will say, Justin, I like your other Pokemon prediction better. I don't want to spoil it because we'll get to it eventually.
Yeah.
But, here's my little tease for you guys to stick with us.
Mm-hmm.
But jumping back to my list, now we're more than halfway through both of our lists, but I think Super Mario Galaxy 2 which was missing from the 3D All-Stars compilation. I think it's going to get released digitally on the Switch eShop.
Now just stand alone, not as like, I don't know, like it becomes an update to Super Mario 3D All-Stars.
I don't see Nintendo leaving that much money on the table. I think they'd probably
sell it for as much as they could. Well, no. I'm saying like, oh, you want to have this on the collection, like in the separate, like they've heard the cries of everybody about how like this game is just as like, you know, like adored. And they're like, okay, you can, people who own Mario 3D All-Stars, you can just download it for like $20-$30 or something as DLC, or here it is standalone for I'm getting my pricing wrong because I feel like it outpriced Mario Galaxy 2 to a point where I'm like, no, that's way expensive, knowing that people have said that this collection in the past, like with the minimal upgrades aside from the fact that Galaxy just looks amazing in HD, even though that people have been doing that for quite a few, like quite a while, but still, yeah, I think in some way we could probably see like Galaxy 2 show up in some form. It's the elephant room in terms of that celebration. It's like, why did you leave it out?
Yeah, I think you're right, Trev. I think there's gonna be something with Galaxy 2. It's I almost like it better than the original Galaxy. I mean, it just felt like Galaxy was already amazing in my book, and then they just did better, you know, like the level design increased and having Yoshi, it just felt like it was, you know, as good if not better. So I think you're right that they can't ignore that, and I think Switch eShop makes sense, maybe even a standalone. Or we know that 3D All-Stars is a timed release until the end of March. There are some people that are speculating that, you know, they might have another compilation planned and it might include Galaxy 2, and that's why this was a limited release. But I don't know.
Well, speaking of a re-release of old games, Justin, your next prediction, another anniversary prediction?
Yes. So we're continuing the anniversary prediction and trend here with Zelda's 35th anniversary. And as Trev mentioned earlier, I do think that Nintendo's going to celebrate this pretty heavily, definitely more so than Metroid. I think we will get the previously mentioned Breath of the Wild 2 release. But I also think we'll see Skyward Sword HD and or a compilation of other past Zelda games, similar to the 3D All-Stars collection.
This is one, like, when we were discussing our Let's Talks, and I was, like, going through, like, you know, what could be probably, aside from the obvious, if our, like, a Zelda celebration, the one obvious I mentioned to you is just, like, a 3D collection being that's, well, not accurate, well... It'd be very interesting that they actually put Ocarina of Time, Majora's Mask 3D actually in upscale to HD, but I don't see that. But the safe being is like Wind Waker HD, Twilight Princess HD, and then Skyward Sword Remastered in HD with optional controls, optional motion controls, which to me, it makes the game to me. I'm one of those few people who actually didn't mind it, whatever. I feel like it's too much flack to it. But when you're mentioning other past Zelda games, and this was thrown out, and I think this could happen as well, is that we could maybe see the Oracle games redone in the Link's Awakening style that we just saw for recently for the Switch. Now, a matter of if those are included in one package or sold, I hope not, separately for $50, that's also on the table. I mean, we also have to consider that, you know, if this is going to be equal or above what we saw with the Mario 35th anniversary, you would have to think that there would be some Switch Online exclusives in terms of, like, what we saw with Mario 35, and we could see with, like, I don't know, same thing with, like, a Zelda Battle Royale, probably whether it's the original, or if you want to go a little bit ballsy, go with Zelda 2, just because it's hard, why not?
I like the Oracle ideas. I think that makes sense with the Link's Awakening engine.
Yeah.
I was thinking too, maybe they had the, you guys remember the Breath of the Wild, that sort of template they did using the original Legend of Zelda?
Yes, I did see that.
Yep.
Maybe.
That was at GDC they talked about that, didn't they?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think, yeah.
Something obscure like that, or the satellite view Zeldas, or something really kind of niche, you know, I think. There's a lot of potential, but back to Justin's specific thing, I'm hopeful for Skyward Sword. I think I predicted that maybe the year before. It makes sense this year, I think, because it'll be 10 years.
Yeah, that is true. We've kind of, you know, if it was planned for last year, it almost makes more sense for this year. It bumped into the anniversary year.
So, I mean, that was already a great-looking Wii game, but it could be so beautiful in HD, I think.
Yeah.
It just, it deserves it. Oh, I lost my spot here. Okay, my seventh prediction. You know, we got some icons this year with Mario, like on the eShop and such. But I think the Switch is finally going to get themes with the 3DS basically, you know, discontinued. I wouldn't even be surprised if we get like a Badge Arcade for the Nintendo Switch.
It would make the most sense for that. I mean, to have that on there.
Yeah, like you said, it is long overdue. Like there's just the two themes, right? There's a light and dark, basically. And it seems like there's just so much potential for, and hopefully the delay for not having folders on the Switch is because they also want to debut themes at the same time, right? Because on the 3DS, the folders actually change design too, right? Like, I think I had like a Metroid theme and the style of the folders changed. I think there's a Zelda one that made them look kind of like treasure chests. And so that's if they do come out with folders, I hope that's the reason it's taken them so long, is because they want to have a full, you know, theme solution with it too. But
I hope so. Justin, what do you got for number 8 there? Something about Mario?
Yeah, so it's been a while. You know, obviously we think of Mario sports games. We kind of lump, you know, Mario Kart in there a little bit too, which makes sense. But I do think there is going to be a new Mario sports game announced this year. My hope would be for Mario Strikers, but I would love a new Mario Baseball or Mario Golf.
Well, with Next Level Games just being now actually being acquired, well, being under side, like now being fully subsidiary of Nintendo, which I think that deal's closing in March 1st, I think the time is right for a Strikers.
Yeah.
Not necessarily, I'm not saying that they're developing this year, but I feel like if I'm putting my order, okay, out of each of you right now, 1, 2, 3, your order of like what you'd most like to see in terms of like a sports game, like between soccer, baseball, or golf. Me, I would see more Strikers, golf, and baseball, as in 1, 2, 3.
I think golf would be my number one, but I would take any.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Strikers would be my number one, then baseball probably two, but I love the Mario Golf series. It's always so good.
What was the last Mario baseball game? Was that on GameCube or was that on Wii?
Sluggers? Yeah. Sluggers was on Wii, I believe, yeah.
Technically, there was Mario Baseball in the 3DS.
Yeah, the collection where it just, like, it had, like, basketball and things like that.
Yeah, not a full-fledged one.
Yeah, and I played a ton of the Wii Sports Baseball. Like, even though it had just, like, you could play 3 innings, and I think there's a home run derby. Oh, I played so much of that. So, even if they had, like, just a mode of the new Mario Baseball that was, like, motion control, swinging a bat, and I'd be in heaven.
Yeah, I mean, I'd take Mario High Life if I got the chance, and yeah. You know, like, I don't know the rules of it. All I know is it's dangerous, apparently, but still, I'd take it.
We want more Mario, Nintendo.
Yes.
All right.
We all, my next, isn't
that? My next prediction is about my Nintendo, and I predict that we're finally, 4 years later, going to start getting Switch software as rewards, even if it's discounts on games that we probably already own. I'm actually more confident about this because I actually saw today on Twitter somebody said that my Nintendo took away 3DS and Wii U rewards.
Yeah, I don't know. I noticed that too because I think I used a couple of my coins on there for some 3DS game, which of course that's one thing I wanted to admit to everybody. So yes, I just bought a 3DS game in the year of our Lord 2021. That was Picross 3D2.
Nice.
It was my first Macross game because I was like, you know what, I'm gonna try this out. But because I wanted to check to see if my discount was still on there, and it's like, yeah, it was still available because I'd already like claimed it. So I could see that, knowing that we've seen this pat like over in 2020 that they were offering, you know, physical rewards finally again, which a staple from the Club Nintendo days, and you know, I miss a lot, so it's nice to see coming back.
Yeah, I think you're spot on again, Trev, there. I think that's bound to happen, and I think we're already seeing some glimpses of it starting to happen soon.
Yeah, I hope so. All right, Justin, I alluded to it earlier, but this is the prediction that I thought I could see more.
Yeah.
Your Pokemon prediction here, number 9.
Yeah, so my hope is that Detective Pikachu 2 will show up this year, either a new trailer or possibly even released.
I'm trying to remember, when was the time when we heard that first reveal? I my brain's telling me it was in 2019 we heard about that.
Yes, I believe that's right. And people were actually expecting it last year, you know, since it had been basically a year, but with COVID, that's where I'm thinking, you know, especially Trev's, like, I could see this being more of a possibility for this year since it's been 2 years since the initial reveal almost. But yeah. I loved the first Detective Pikachu. I enjoyed the game. I enjoyed the movie too, but the game was a fun, different gameplay, different take on the Pokemon world, but really cool.
And if you haven't played it yet, there's another 3DS game you can buy in 2021.
Right.
All right, my next prediction has to do with the recent demo of Crash Team Racing. Not even a demo, it's basically a full trial of the game, and I think that's going to lead to more full trials of games in the upcoming year. I think that's going to be, you know, I don't have any numbers in front of me on how well that's done. I think we're going to see more of it.
Hmm. Yeah. I never did try that one out, whatever. I think it was I was working one of those nights, but you said each of you tried that out?
I didn't try it out, but that type of stuff is big on, I know some of the other platform holders, they do a lot of those types of, you know, free weekends and things, and I think that it's just so smart. I think Nintendo would do well to put some of their first party franchises in that. I think, didn't they, correct me if I'm wrong, I thought that they did something like that with ARMS or maybe even Splatoon 2. Didn't they have like...
They did for the online components, I believe, yes.
Okay, so yeah, it was basically just you could play the online. It wasn't the full experience, full game for that weekend, yeah. I could see them trying it though, Trev. I think that's, you know, this is a good template.
For, you know, games that have been out for a while, you know, if people haven't picked them up yet, well, maybe if they can get hands on with them, they'd be like, hey, I've been missing out. So, time will tell. Justin, the last of your main predictions, what do you have?
All right. Well, I do think that it's been a little bit since Monolith Soft, the Xenoblade studio, has given us something. Obviously, they gave us the definitive edition for the first Xenoblade game this last year, but it's been a while since Xenoblade Chronicles 2, and we know that they're in process of working on a new IP, and even another Xenoblade game.
Which is based off that piece of, like, they had some concept art. I think this is, like, right after Xenoblade 2 had dropped, or, like, a few months afterwards, they were giving some hints and such. That company's been like, they've been hiring like crazy.
Yes, and I think that's one reason why I put this on here. It seemed like they've just been staffing up, and they're fairly transparent, like you said, like with their staffing, they'll put out there that they're hiring, and if you go on their Japanese website, they have they'll tell you what games they're working on, and they're actually working on Breath of the Wild 2. They do say a new game in the Xenoblade series, and then they have that concept art, that totally new IP. So I don't know if this is the year we'll see that totally new game, but I do think we'll see something from them this year.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, they, knowing aside from their own little development games, they are a vital part of her, especially with Nintendo EPD, what they've been doing. I mean, they helped out, you know, with Breath of the Wild and its development, and I'm sure they're probably doing the same thing with the sequel to it.
Yeah.
All we need is a glimpse for you to be right, Justin.
That's right. Just a tiny glimpse. Yeah.
Just a glimpse. Would this glimpse be? No, I mean, would this glimpse be just basically a hand wave? It's coming, or you know?
Well, I guess glimpse would have to be something visual, like a concept, another concept art drop, or you know, a tweet, or a something.
We have some bold predictions, we do.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, I think my last prediction here is probably the boldest of mine.
Ooh, yeah.
With Super Nintendo World theme park, I predict Nintendo is going to release a game around it. I'm thinking maybe mold of like a Nintendo Land sequel or something in that mold. Basically take advantage of the park.
I absolutely love this, Trev. I really hope it happens because I love Nintendo Land. I think it's one of the
underrated. Like I said, Nintendo Land, and aside from Star Fox Zero and Xenoblade X, like those are the only major like you know holdovers from the Wii U to make the jump.
Yeah.
It's ambitious because I mean it would.
I think probably in ways Nintendo knows that there are people out there that are really clamoring for some successor or even update to Nintendo Land out there. I mean, you have to think like these things, they hear those rumblings or just like, and knowing with the opening of a huge thing, like you know, the first of many theme parks, one being, you know, in Japan, like in one in Japan and then the one that's coming to Hollywood and then and especially in Orlando, that at some point you're like, that would be a good way to kind of like not only just advertise it, but also build in the mold of what essentially was such a charming little experiment that was Nintendo Land.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm hopeful. But again, like all these, time will tell. Yeah. That's it for our main predictions, but if anyone listening who's been reading these for over the years, we always have wild cards. Justin, why don't you read your first one, and I'm going to call you out again for doing a redo prediction.
That's right. Yeah, so I guess...
Is he getting docked points for this?
I'm getting docked some points, I guess. it was hard to think up some wild cards, because I do try to, you know, I think even my second one's like kind of a, not like a super... bit of a stretch, but this first wild card is the Switch will get an app that can play xCloud or Xbox Game Pass games on the Switch. And yes, I did predict this for last year, but I think Microsoft is getting really aggressive with Game Pass, and they say they were even going to try to expand it to like TVs. So like your TV may come with like a Game Pass app or something. So I wouldn't put it past Microsoft to be interested in putting that on the Switch. I think it'll just boil down to, will Nintendo allow it, you know? But.
Alrighty. My wild card, and I admit to being a hypocrite because this is a repeat of mine. It's my only one. I predict Nintendo's gonna revisit Star Tropics in proper form. It's actually the third time I predicted this. Only reason I'm optimistic is because it got a passing reference in Animal Crossing New Horizons.
Which was that? Refresh me on that one. I missed that.
Okay. It was the, oh my goodness, I'm going to get criticized by Animal Crossing fans. Who's the bird that always gets washed up on the beach?
Oh, Wilbur? Not Wilbur. Wow. This is how bad of an
Animal Crossing. It's not Gilligan.
Anyway,
I'll look it up. I'll look it up. Sorry.
One of his references was to a Star Tropics island, and it was just
Gulliver. It's Gulliver. Sorry,
Gulliver. I was like,
I apologize, listeners, but and the fact that he did that, it was so kind of obscure. But it's like, wow, okay, they haven't totally forgotten about it, just mostly forgotten about it. So,
yeah.
Now they know how some of us as Metroid fans felt between 1994 and between 2002. It's like, oh, they didn't forget about it. Well, obviously we did get, you know, Samus and Smash, but I feel like that was a dig at Star Traffic's fans, like, not to be as a false equivalency, but oh well. I don't know. There's just one thing to me is that it does feel like a long shot to actually, when you're looking at a niche franchise that you could list in terms of, like, dead Nintendo franchises in the ways, and that's just, you know, sorry to be, you know, stark in those type of words on there, but I think something like that, and if you wanted to pull as far as name and maybe get a refresh to it, whether it's a reboot with a, you know, newer character, you could probably put something into that and make it into something that you never originally had, whatever, the original game. So I don't know. That's one thing for me with, like, Nintendo, like that with, like, especially with older properties, is that it's not just, like, trying to remake that was good. It's trying to take things out there and adapt them to, like, what can it work for this right now. It's the same thing when you're looking at, like, Star Fox, for instance. It's like, what can it do to actually move forward? And to me, it has to go beyond just the on-rail space combat, I feel like. And maybe with Star Tropics, there could be something for a type of adventure game that probably could fit some mold in some fashion to actually introduce a new audience. So, and yeah, that's probably the most I've ever talked about Star Tropics in quite some time there.
It was well said. I enjoyed listening. Mm-hmm. Justin, what's your final wild card?
I think that we'll finally get Nintendo 64 games on the Switch online service.
I don't think it's that wild. I think it's reasonable.
Yeah.
But the matter of like how will the drip feed in terms of release, how frequent will that be? Will it just go slower or much faster? I don't know.
What, one game a year and you'll like it.
One game a year. No, just like, here's Mario 64 and Quest 64. Have fun.
Have fun. Just do the first two launch shot. Here's Blast Core and Mario 64. Done.
No, it was Pilot Wings, I think. Pilot Wings was the other one.
That's true, yeah.
Yeah, Blast Core came out, like, a few months afterwards, and yeah. Shadows of the Empire came out back in, like, December of that year, I think.
If you were in Japan, I think there was a chess game, too.
Yeah,
there were three, I think. But for us, it was just two, so.
Yeah.
So here's the question, though. What happens if 64 comes back as a classic mini system and not
online? Yeah.
I mean, there was a time and point where we thought, like, it would seem like, okay, it's inevitable that they're going to actually make a N64 mini, and even people who don't own Switches or don't own, like, you know, the online service, would be how cheap it is, that they would definitely gobble it up. But obviously there would be the question of, you know, how many controllers would you be able to bundle with this thing, knowing it was a very, you know, highly multiplayer couch party type of, like, system. But I think with the introduction with, you know, Switch Online, I think that kind of does away with the idea of even, like, mini consoles, for, like, especially in Nintendo's behalf. So, but I don't, who knows? I mean, I'm still hoping for my mini little GameCube that comes out, because that would just be adorable as heck.
That would be awesome.
All right, since we're coming up in the hour, do our last one here. This is my last wild card, and it's pure Nintendo centric. We're going to publish 500 reviews in 2021.
500. Ooh.
You feel good about that? And here's why. We did 470 this past year. We did that with losing a couple staff members. We had staff members on a sabbatical or away because of, you know, jobs or health or various other reasons. And we still pulled off more than we did the year before. So,
plus about 42 reviews a month.
Yeah, that's. Yeah. That's just, I think it's crazy. Very much more people. Yeah. I think it's doable, Trev, but man, that's going to be awesome. Man, 500 reviews. I mean, the Switch is definitely going to be outputting plenty of games this year, as we've seen. It doesn't seem like it's slowing down. Developers are putting more and more stuff on the Switch, so.
And I'm warning both of you now, if we get to fourth quarter this year and we're running behind, I'm going to be like, Justin Harrison.
That's right. Yeah, I got to pull my weight this year.
No more asking. I'm just gonna sign and mute my replies.
I mean, who knows, right? Who knows? Knowing that this isn't the jobs I have right now, and, like, it's just like, oh, short staff work. It's just, I was amazed to myself when I like made myself to like, I'm going to finish this amount of games on my PS4 that I have not done. And I got up to like 15 finished in the year. And these were a majority wise were, you know, open world games, most of which I platinum just cause like, I just, that's the thing when it lures you in, like it lures you in, like I need to get to that. And I recommend to people, I don't recommend platinuming Death Stranding. I like the game, but it was just, that's 123 hours of my life I'm not getting back. Oh, that I enjoyed, but I was like, yeah.
Yeah. Well, Trev, if it... Okay.
I'm sorry.
No, go on, sorry.
Oh, no, I just wanted to say one of the nice things about the Switch I've noticed this year, they're releasing a lot of smaller... but still good games you can beat in an hour, 2 hours, 3 hours. So
yeah,
and I'm all for that as long as they're priced, you know, accordingly. So
mm-hmm.
Yeah,
and yeah, that's every prediction on our list. Justin, you want to close the podcast out?
Yeah, well, everyone, thanks for joining us. It was a lot of fun to get back together, and hopefully we'll be doing a lot more of these coming up. Hopefully Nintendo will have a lot of news for us to discuss this year, and should be a lot of fun to debate and talk about all the fun things, and especially with things like Zelda and possibly Metroid this year. You can definitely assign those games to me, Trev, and Harrison. I'm sure he would love to review Metroid Prime Trilogy for the Switch, so we'll go ahead.
Oh, you know. once I get it, whether it's basic, I could be in the middle of something, whether it's just like a family event, funeral or anything like that, and then that gets dropped, like shadow dropped. I'm just like, no, I'm leaving this right now. I got to go review this, please. And that's like, right. No, I would just like run through a brick wall and do it.
Yeah.
All right, Metroid Other M pinball is going to Harrison.
Federation Force.
You know what? I accept the challenge.
Yeah. thanks everyone for joining us, and hopefully we will have a new episode soon, and maybe with some new voices on here as well.
And some theme music, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah.